How well I remember when it came as a visitor on foot and dwelt a while amongst us, a melody in the semblance of a mountain cat. Well, where is our purpose now? Like so many questions, I answer this one with the eye averted peeling of a pear. With a bow, I bid good night and pass through terrace doors into the simple splendors of another temperate spring. But this much I know. It is not lost among the autumn leaves on Peter's Square. It is not among the ashes in the Athenaeum ashcans. It is not inside the blue pagodas of your fine chinoiserie. It is not in Vronsky's saddlebags. Not in Sonnet 30, stanza 1. Not on 27 Red. Where is it now? Lines 1 through 19. Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov, 1913. 21 June, 1922. Appearance of Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov before the Emergency Committee of the People's Commissariat for Internal Affairs. Presiding, Comrades V.A. Ignatov, M.S. Zakovsky, A.N. Kasarev. Prosecuting, A.Y. Vyshinsky. Prosecutor Vyshinsky, state your name. Rostov. Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov, recipient of the Order of St. Andrew, member of the Jockey Club, master of the hunt. Vyshinsky. You may have your titles, they are of no use to anyone else, but for the record, are you not Alexander Rostov, born in St. Petersburg, 24 October 1889? Rostov. I am he. Vyshinsky. Before we begin, I must say, I do not think that I have ever seen a jacket festooned with so many buttons. Rostov. Thank you. Vyshinsky. It was not meant as a compliment. Rostov. In that case, I demand satisfaction on the field of honour. Laughter. Secretary Ignatov. Silence in the gallery! Vyshinsky. What is your current address? Rostov. Suite 317 at the Hotel Metropole, Moscow. Vyshinsky. How long have you lived there? Rostov. I have been in residence since the 5th of September 1918, just under 4 years. Vyshinsky. And your occupation? Rostov. It is not the business of gentlemen to have occupations. Vyshinsky. Very well, then. How do you spend your time? Rostov. Dining, discussing, reading, reflecting. The usual rigmarole. Vyshinsky. And you write poetry? Rostov. I have been known to fence with a quill. Vyshinsky. Holding up a pamphlet. Are you the author of this long poem of 1913, Where Is It Now? Rostov. It has been attributed to me. Vyshinsky. Why did you write the poem? Rostov. It demanded to be written. I simply happened to be sitting at the particular desk on the particular morning when it chose to make its demands. Vyshinsky. And where was that exactly? Rostov. In the south parlour at idle hour. Vyshinsky. Idle hour? Rostov. The Rostov estate in Nizhny Novgorod. Vyshinsky. Ah, yes, of course. How apt. But let us return our attention to your poem. Coming as it did, in the more subdued years after the failed revolt of 1905, many considered it a call to action. Would you agree with that assessment?